This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Things I need to get to today that I'm going to have to start a list here, for crying out loud. Yeah. Number one, Donald Trump. Heard of him, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay, I better add a little more to that. Donald Trump in North Dakota. Okay.
Ooh.
That's number one. Number two, primary day tomorrow. You got to get out and vote, right? Want to remind you of that? We don't talk about primary day stuff on primary day, like, you know, this candidate, that candidate, whatever. So it's kind of our last chance to remind you of all of that. Singapore, I definitely want to talk about. Fake news on CNN, that'll surprise you. Heidi Heitkamp's concern over children being separated from parents at the border. Just so you know, only liberals care about that. Only liberals care about children being separated from their kids. Just want you to know. Okay? They're bleeding heart liberals. We're heartless creeps. At least that's how they think. So only they care about them. Interesting little discussion on that on Facebook last night. What's number six on the list? Robert De Niro. Do we have to talk about that, Tom? Robert De Niro?
Well, it's kind of topical, isn't it?
It did happen and everything, and I think it says a lot about stuff that's going on. So all of that today on the program. How are you, folks? Glad to be back in the saddle after a couple of days in New York City, the Big Apple. Every time I go to New York City, the overwhelming sentiment I have, I love the place, absolutely love it. My wife and I love it. It's a very special place for us. I once lit a candle at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I lit one yesterday again, too. Archbishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan was presiding over Mass yesterday at St. Patrick's. Beautiful. But I once lit a candle there as a single guy. I'd go to New York City a lot for different work things, you know. And I lit a candle, said a little prayer, said, you know, I'd love to be a husband and a father someday. So when I go there as a husband and a father, I always think of St. Patrick's and that prayer and that candle is being lit. So it's a special place, special town. Love it. But the overwhelming sentiment I have, Todd, when I'm there, guess what? What do you think it is? Get me home. I'm glad I live where I live.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice, fun place to visit. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's invigorating. Went to two shows. Todd's going to laugh at this. He's going to mock me. But it was a good show. SpongeBob SquarePants. I kid you not.
Wasn't my first guess. I'll put it that way.
It's a big show on Broadway right now. It was up for a bunch of Tonys last night. It's a really entertaining show. It's really good. And I've never watched 2 minutes of SpongeBob SquarePants. 2 minutes, maybe.
Well, now you're going to go back and watch.
Yeah, exactly. So now I will. It'll all come together. But the music and the orchestra and the set and everything was just wonderful. Really, really, really wonderful. And then Hello, Dolly with Bernadette Peters. That was really good, too. My wife picks out the good shows. So we had a great time. We were actually there for business. So we were there for the Talkers 2018 conference, talk shows around the country, getting together and chatting about stuff. So it was great fun. But honestly, I go there and I think, oh, I love where I live. I love where I live, and I'll be happy when I'm home. I'll be happy when I'm home. No doubt about it. Well, number one on my list to talk about was Donald Trump in North Dakota, but John in Fargo wants to talk about number two on the list, so we'll go to John in Fargo first here. And other calls, welcome at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. is our local number. We have a couple of guests, too, on the program today. We're going to talk with the author of the Right to Try Law. Very fascinating piece of legislation, especially important for families that have a loved one suffering from a life-threatening disease that they just, you know, they want to try anything. And the laws right now have not been good. There's a new law. Our guest is a representative from Minnesota that was in Washington, D.C. at the White House when the president signed that ceremony. Plus, Mark Scogerbo is going to be here, the Freedom Poet, to tell us a little bit about Flag Day. So looking forward to that, too. Right now, John in Fargo has a comment about primary day. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. John Chatham, District 45, Republican chairman. We've got, we're one of the many, I think, four or five districts in North Dakota right now that are facing primary challenges, meaning candidates who are not endorsed in their district running against their district, also as under the banner of Republican. In District 45, we endorsed Ron Sorvog, Tom Kading, and Janelle Steinberg. While we chose not to endorse an incumbent Republican legislator who has repeatedly disappointed the voters of the district, and I just wanted to highlight the breadth of support for our endorsed candidates. They've been endorsed by District 45 Republicans, the Cass County URC, Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota, North Dakota Right to Life, the NRA, Ed Schaefer, and Rick Berg. I don't know how much better a list you can get than that, but it draws a very important distinction between our endorsed candidates and our opponent. And I just wanted to encourage your voters in District 45, which stretches from NDSU all the way up to Gardner, to get out and support those endorsed candidates.
One more time on the District 45 endorsed candidates.
District 45 endorsed candidates are Ron Sorvog, Tom Kading, and Janelle Steinberg. Good conservatives, they really appreciate your support.
All right. It gets a little confusing because there's a lot of names there, folks, so I know that's important to jot a note down and do that. How many districts did you say there are primary challenges, John?
I think there's four or five, if I'm not mistaken. I know District 47 in Bismarck. There's one up in Minot. I think Andy Maragos was not endorsed and is challenging. I think there's one out west. I can't remember them all. I've been so focused on District 45, we've literally been walking door-to-door for a month and a half every night of the week, making phone calls, gathering these endorsements, getting the word out for our candidates. So I appreciate the opportunity to do that today.
Yeah, you know, that is the real work that goes on. That is the real work that goes on right there, just doing what it takes to get the word out and makes a big difference when it comes to Election Day. So there's something to keep in mind if you're in one of those districts. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate the call.
Thanks again, Scott.
You bet. All right. And by the way, if you got any other comments like that you want to make and inform people about what's happening in your particular district or something to watch for, today's the day. Feel free to call in at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, local number 258-0550. You can also text either Todd or me. I'm at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Todd is at 701-226-8503. Okay, so primary day, Singapore, fake news, CNN, Heidi Heitkamp's empathy for parents separated from children and the immigration issue, and Robert De Niro. Which one should we do next, Todd?
You're really stuck in the Robert De Niro thing, aren't you?
Well, it irritates me to no end.
Why does it surprise you? Hollywood's done this for years, much to our annoyance, of thinking because they're good on a stage or on a screen that they must know how real life can go. Just because you can accurately portray a character doesn't mean you're some greater character in real life.
Well, I guess what is irritating, actually, Robert De Niro's, you know, very childish, stupid comment, and that's his thing. That's, you know, what he's going to do. This doesn't surprise me. That reaction to it, you know, leaping to your feet, acting like you won a $100 million lotto prize, each one of them screaming like, you know, you're insane because he said F Trump. That's what I don't get. You know, here's, and I guess, I don't know. I should ignore it. I should not pay any attention to it. But what it says, you know, the idea that that crowd, okay, that crowd is a resource for entertainment / information / inspiration from a large swath of the American public. And there's a lot of people that just go through life being entertained by something in the arts and are floating out there somewhere, not really engaged in the real world at all, and derive their information, derive how to think, derive, you know, how to react from people like that. That's probably what worries me more than anything, and I don't know that I can do anything about it. I'd love to have a conversation with every single one of them. Love to say, hey, can you help me understand why you feel like that about Donald Trump? By the way, the President of the United States right now, you're aware, is over in Singapore. And he is about to meet for the first time ever a meeting between a North Korean leader and the President of the United States. All right, this war has gone on for how many years? Since the 50s, this war has been on. And he's sitting down trying to say, hey, no more nukes, buddy. They're gone. Let's get you out of being a threat. Right now, they could deliver a missile to the United States of America. And he's talking about removing that threat. And this guy's on stage saying that? Come on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We have a great deal for you, the June special on What's on Your Mind. My friends at MyPillow, the two premium pillows for one low price. Sounds like a two-for-one to me. That's right, 60-day money-back guarantee on that, plus that 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Soon as it arrives, throw it in the dryer, fluff it up, and get a better night's sleep. MyPillow is customized to you. So when you go to MyPillow.com, they're going to say, you want a soft, firm, you want a king size, but make it just for you. Several fill levels to ensure you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. And, of course, the pillow adjusts to you because of that fill. 800-506-9028 is a toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Kim Jong-un has just left his hotel for a late-night city tour in Singapore. And you would think that the world media has seen the apocalypse or something. There are really 9 million cameras following him, and this big entourage of people. And there's one guy taking a selfie with Kim Jong. What in the world? Surprise security allowed that. You're going to see a lot of this coverage over the next couple of days. You know, I really don't think we fully comprehend what's going on here. So much happens so fast, you know, you just sort of, okay, that's next, okay, that's next, boom, here we go. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal. Again, if we look at all the potential threats to us, there is somebody that is testing missiles that can be delivered here, right now, with nukes on. All right? He has nukes. And this has been a threat that has remained for a long time from a lot of people. You know, while a lot of people presided over it, Donald Trump is sitting down with a guy. Mike Pompeo has sat down with the guy, our Secretary of State. Wow. So soak all this in a little bit while it's happening. Don't just sort of take it in as just another news event. This is pretty amazing. In my mind, folks, this is why Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. Right there. This is why Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. To get things done. This is what we're all about here. Roger in Fargo wants to weigh in on Todd's favorite topic today, Robert De Niro. 800-228-0550. You can admit it, Todd. It's okay. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, as far as the De Niro comment goes, keep it in perspective. One is this guy for 40-plus years has lived in a protected, secure, unrealistic world from the rest of us. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, is the people in Hollywood have the exact same job as an organ grinder monkey, and that's to entertain me when I see it. And I don't care about their opinion any more than I would about an organ grinder monkey. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
So just totally don't care about it? I mean, just I think that's a fair view. I guess I need a little guidance from the audience on this. Do you want to answer it? Do you want to counter it? Or do you want to ignore it? Pretend they don't exist. Again, the reason I care is because there's a fair amount of people. That's their world. They're not over here saying, critically, I should take a look at what happened here or not. I mean, when we have the clip, listen to the roar of the crowd. That's the most amazing thing to me. All right, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert De Niro.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
Now, two words. Blank Trump. And listen to that crowd. Standing ovation. On their feet. Going gaga. Yeah, there they were. Should we care? Should we not care? Curious what you think there. Now, let me tell you what I thought Todd was going to pick as the story that he wanted me to tell you about next. because it was number one on my list, and that's Donald Trump in North Dakota. There have been reports over the weekend, I think it was New York Times, that was quoting people saying that Donald Trump was coming, and the reporting said it was next week. And I have done a little checking on all of this, and that is not true. Donald Trump is not coming to North Dakota next week. However, my reports also tell me that Donald Trump is, in fact, coming to North Dakota. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was yet still in June. Obviously, he's coming. This is a you know, big Senate race. He supports Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's going to come out here and make sure that the Senate is in Republican hands, and most importantly, that whenever possible, Republicans can replace Democrats as candidates. And Congressman Kevin Cramer is ahead in his race. He's doing, you know, by all accounts, really, really well. So he'd want to keep that momentum coming. So we can tell you that he will be here soon. He will be in North Dakota soon. Okay? That is what our reporting tells us. Be a little easier if I could tell you this date and that time so you could plan around it, but you'll have plenty of notice. I would think I could safely say, if you listen right here to this program, you're going to know before anybody else. Just saying. All right? Keep that in mind. Jim Fargo, next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that that the general or whatever his name is, you know, he's obviously, his brain stopped growing. You know, I understand adolescents worshiping actors and musicians and stuff, but when a person matures and they get a full brain, normally what these people that make a living pretending they're somebody else for 2 hours on a movie or an hour on a TV show, their opinion means absolutely nothing. And I, you know, I just, and for these people to give them a standing ovation, it just tells you how brain dead, absolutely brain dead those people are. And I, for one, will never, ever go to another movie as long as I live, ever. Well, I give them people one dime.
Should we pay attention or care what they think? I mean, should this be
No, I don't care what they think, but I don't care what they think, but I'm not there. Because people don't care, but I'm not going to give them another dime. I'm tired of, yeah. They're not going to get another penny of my hard-earned money.
Well, that is one way to send a message to them. I'm not sure enough people would take the stand you're taking, Jim, though, but appreciate that very much. 28 past the hour. By the way, Kim Jong-un going out for a late-night city tour in Singapore. You may think that's a little weird. You're going to hear a little bit about that today. I think it's fantastic. You know why? This guy has been in the isolated bubble of North Korea until recently, hadn't been out of North Korea, and now sees what commerce does, sees what it looks like. I like that. Exactly.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All eyes on Singapore as President Trump and North Korea's leader will have their summit on Tuesday. That's tonight, U.S. time. But the White House economic advisor is still looking back at the G7 summit, where he says Canada's prime minister
kind of stabbed us in the back.
Economic advisor Larry Kudlow discussing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's statement that Canada, quote, will not be pushed around with U.S. tariffs.
Trudeau pulls this sophomoric political stunt for domestic consumption.
As the Singapore summit approaches, during which President Trump will try to get the North Korean leader to agree to denuclearize, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says
that we are prepared to make security assurances necessary for the North Koreans to engage in that denuclearization.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Comments on our topic this morning. Scott, if we do something illegal as a U.S. citizen, we may have to go to jail, and we don't bring our children with us to jail, thus we are separated from them as well. Interesting. This listener says, do unto De Niro as he would do unto Trump. Skip it. Let's see here. Sorry. Robert De Niro. Never has there been another actor shooting off his mouth. I think that's sarcasm. Pretty common. I guess it's good to know that Heidi. I guess it's good to know that Heidi has empathy for someone. I'll never forget when I wrote to tell her that I wanted it in an issue, and her response could be summed up with, "I know how to do my job, and will do it regardless of the desires of the people of North Dakota." I think she forgets her job is to represent us. Not worth countering, because then there will be 12 other wannabes that will try to get their 30 seconds in the news, and ultimately, who cares? Definitely not me. It's telling about the character of people like De Niro that many of them either were or wanted to pal around with Trump until he put that deplorable label behind his name. The R. That is interesting, isn't it?
By the way, we're going to have to ban all bumper music by Bananarama now.
Oh, please. Todd actually found a song. Like, we want to give this guy any more publicity. Texas says, hey, Scott, what a lot of people don't understand is these award shows amount to nothing more than a bunch of organ grinder monkeys who get together to toot their own horns and each other's horns. In the real world sense, it all means nothing. The only part of it that bothers me is that so many people give credibility to the monkeys because they see a familiar, famous face. De Niro's comments feel completely calculated. The Tony Awards have been hemorrhaging ratings for years. This ensures people are talking about it. Also, imagine an actor saying the same thing about Obama. They would have been crucified by the media. CBS didn't even condemn the comment. They just noted they were able to bleep the comment. A good point. CBS should say something. Texas says, I love the F. Trump comment. Just making Hollywood and athletes more unpopular, and Trump can keep punching back. No one will beat him at that game. Insightful point there. Another, the visceral hatred, rather, of Trump is caused by the evil within the left against a Christian who was divinely placed in this position by our Creator. With the odds stacked against Trump, he still won the election. Nothing short of divine intervention by God, giving us an imperfect human who is capable of leading our nation on the pathway that God wants for us. I believe we have a second chance. Let's not give up the fight to the evil people of the left. And one more. Things like this De Niro thing make me that much happier that I've completely canceled my TV subscription at home. I challenge anyone with children to do the same. You won't believe how much closer your family becomes when there's no TV hypnotizing anyone. All right, folks, great comments. We'll return to some of those coming up here in a minute. I'll tell you about Flag Day after I tell you about the University of Mary. And a word for nurses here. Why are you a nurse? You're a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice, because caring for others is what you do and caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Still to come, we're going to talk with the author of the Minnesota Right to Try Law that was with President Trump when he signed the National Right to Try Law into place. We also have some commentary on an epic exchange with a CNN reporter at the G7 summit. That was pretty good. The latest on what's happening at this historic summit and much more coming up on What's on Your Mind. We also have Heidi Heitkamp. She is the only one that has empathy for children separated from parents, just so you know, and she has a solution. The solution, I think, is open borders. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark is the freedom poet. Many listeners of this program have heard Mark before. He is a wonderful man that does great grassroots activism, has done it in Minnesota over the years, South Dakota, North Dakota as well, and has had a little Flag Day tradition for a number of years to celebrate some of the founding fathers, and this year is no exception. Abe Lincoln will be in the focus this year. Mark, the Freedom Poet, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm great. It was fun to hear all those comments from the Flag family listeners. Just, you know, I really enjoyed being with you every day for, you know, off and on for 4 years. And then you and I went in a blizzard and saw the Abe Lincoln movie. And since then, I've just been obsessed. I don't have TV either and have put together an hour program on Abe. I've had like 36 radio shows on him. And I want to ask Abe, a man of great civility and without malice, what would he do? How would he choose Senate candidates in this incredibly vital election? I believe the most vital election in our history as our republic is kind of fading away.
What would Abe do is a question that could be asked over and over. Let me take today's news cycle. What would Abe do about Robert De Niro? Would he ignore that nonsense and that noise, or would he counter it and try and go into the lion's den and talk some sense into those folks?
He had a great sense of humor. What he would do when somebody would assail him, he would think about it for a while, and then he would come up with the best possible answer. Perfect case in point, the guy he ran against for Senate in 58 just, Stevens just made, you know, made fun of him in every possible way, and yet and ran against him in the presidency and lost to him. And because Lincoln had treated him with such respect and civility, he became one of his greatest champions. The point is that Abe would count to about 1,000, and then he would respond. He would respond, but he'd never carry grudges either. He wouldn't be as bellicose as Trump would be, and he basically said, let's just look to tomorrow. Let's do our best, and let's, with malice towards none and charity for all. He would have expressive charity for De Niro.
So your plan is to talk about what would Abe do related to the very crucial Senate elections in 2018.
Absolutely.
Give us a little clue as to what you think Abe would do.
Okay, first of all, on George Washington's birthday, first of all, he tried to emulate George Washington. He was at Philadelphia on his way to the presidency in 1861, and he said, everything I do, and he stood there outside Independence Hall, where both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were put together and passed. He said, everything I do emanates from the wisdom of this great hall. And he said, everything I do politically emanates back to the Declaration of Independence. And one thing he would say about slavery also is something he would say about sanctity of life, the first right. He would say the Declaration of Independence doesn't say all men are created equal except black people. And also the Declaration of Independence doesn't say all people are created equal except children, unborn or born. So that's kind of a clue. The sanctity of life, the first right of our American Republic, is really the foundation that created this incredibly great and unique republic. I think he also wouldn't have much time for this, for the misuse of democracy and socialism and the oligarchy rule, you know, legislation made by our courts. He would call us back constantly to the spirit and the intent of our founding fathers. And that's the criterion by which I want to, look at Heidi and Kevin and Tester and Montana and the races in Minnesota. You know, North Dakota shares borders with three other Senate races, and every senator is so incredibly important when you see that the tax bill only passed by just a few votes. So everything the Senate does can change history.
Absolutely. And this, by the way, event will take place on Flag Day, which is Thursday. Flag Day's upon us, folks. Did you know that's Flag Day? I hope you did. And I hope you'll be flying your flag, and I hope you'll also be taking in this event for folks in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. How about a little pizza ranch break at the Fargo Pizza Ranch, 4480 23rd Avenue South, Flag Day from 7 to 9 p.m. And you are an Abe aficionado. I mean, you have studied him. You've written about him. You've given speeches about him. You've done radio shows about him. I mean, you have immersed yourself in Abe, haven't you?
I have. I'm writing a book called Saint Abe. And one of the topics I'm going to say, why do I call him Saint Abe? It's really interesting to watch his spiritual transformation and the miracles that were in his life. Miracles are usually a part of a saint, and there's some profound miracles in the life of Abe. And you know, Pizza Ranch, that was sort of the headquarters of our Freedom Club, where we really had some incredible gatherings at the Pizza Ranches. It seems like a really good place to go back to, and I want to start out by lingering on the Pledge of Allegiance to our Republic and our flag, and then go on with the wisdom of Abe, and then get down to just a handful of issues, trying to keep politics simple and try to help people understand how vitally important each person can be. It is amazing what your voice has meant to the upper Midwest. And in a smaller way, I've been able to influence a number of people as I seek the truth and express it as best I can.
Yeah, and what I really appreciate about Mark is it sort of brings you out of the day-to-day TikTok that we all sort of get wrapped up in and go back and immerse ourselves in, you know, Abe Lincoln and his timeless, wonderful wisdom that can be applied to current races. So Mark really brings that alive. He does a marvelous job, and it really is it's something you'll want to be part of for sure. So again, I'll tell you, this is Flag Day, which is Thursday, and it is at the Fargo Pizza Ranch, 4480 23rd Avenue South, from 7 to 9 p.m. What would Abe do? A discussion about the crucial Senate elections in 2018. And Mark, the Freedom Poet, publisher of the Freedom's Advocate, will be there to tantalize us all with some great conversation about this wonderful day. Anything else you want to say quickly?
Free Constitution, courtesy of RML and Grand Forks. Everybody gets a free Constitution. And this is a free event, although I will pass the plates.
Pay for your transportation costs, right? A couple of bucks there. Got a couple of squares and a place to stay. Well, that's great. Fantastic. So, yeah, good point. It's free. Free will offering. Fargo Pizza Ranch, Flag Day. 4480 23rd Avenue South, Fargo, 7 to 9 p.m. Thank you, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, that's great. I hope to see you when I'm up there. God bless you, Scott, and flag people. See you later.
Mike and Mandan wants to get a birthday wish in here when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been doing what they've been doing for a long time, over 100 years of tradition. And they have some new services as well. Of course, you remember the little plumber and, you know, the H.A. Thompson plumbing and heating, roots. Pretty amazing. But now they have something called Link Service. Have you heard of Link Service? This is in their commercial department. It's commercial contract maintenance. And I'll put it in a nutshell. Say, for instance, you have a big mechanical heating and cooling unit, and you say, hey, Jay Thompson and Sons, tell you what, you guys maintain this. They're going to get more life out of it. You know what the price is. If it breaks down, they replace it. It's just one steady price. It really helps the bottom line and predictability. It's helping a lot of businesses, over 600 buildings right now. Find out more under the commercial link at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They even have a little video that explains it very, very well. So check that out. Mike and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'd like to wish my wife a happy birthday. She's 54 today.
54 years old. So, Mike, what's your wife's name?
Candace.
And does Candace work anywhere?
She works in Bismarck. She works for the state. She's usually listening to you guys.
Is she working today?
Yep. Half a day, anyway.
What office?
She works for Volk Rehab in Bismarck.
All right, so folks, go find Candace today and wish her a happy birthday. And tell her her husband was so nice, he called in and wished her a happy birthday. That's some extra special treatment right there, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, one of the brownie points.
There you go. Exactly right. You got brownie points. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate you listening. Okay. And Candace, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, why is Tom Campbell's name still on the ballot tomorrow? I don't know why. I honestly can't answer the question other than to say he filed, and then he, you know, a couple days later said that he was withdrawing that in the race and endorsing Kelly Armstrong, and there wasn't time to remove him. I'm not sure why. They obviously weren't printed by then, so I don't know what the rules are there.
Well, isn't there a deadline? And once you pass that deadline, what is?
Yeah, but I know, like, for instance, the Republican convention ended, and you had a deadline to have signatures and have your name on the ballot, like, that night. Okay, so it would have been Saturday or Sunday night, whatever that weekend was, right? So, whatever that day, Saturday, he gets the signatures, files it, but then on Monday withdraws. And announces that he's going to withdraw from the race Monday, Tuesday. But it was within a day or two after that, and it was too late. But they wouldn't have printed the ballots by then, so that's what I don't understand. It must be just once you submit your names, you're on the ballot regardless, I guess. I don't know how that works. But anyway, people have asked that before about Tom Campbell, and he will be on your ballot when you go there tomorrow. Okay, you're going to see Kelly Armstrong. You're going to see Tom Campbell and others as well. Tom Campbell's not in that race any longer. So the Republican-endorsed candidates, obviously Kelly Armstrong, and Tom Campbell endorsed Kelly Armstrong. So you know the rules of the road there. And by the way, in a completely selfless act, too. I mean, I think that was some pretty strong party unity saying, November is really important. We have to all be on one team, and this is going to be a lot of attention from a lot of different places. So that's what happened. That was, in my mind, a selfless act on the part of Tom Campbell. Not on your ballot, but not running any longer tomorrow. So thanks for asking. Any other questions? 258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Toll-free at 800-228-0550. Texter says, when will Trump be here? I said earlier that the current reporting by the New York Times saying he'll be here next week is inaccurate. That's wrong. We have multiple sources on that point. He will not be here next week. I believe that he will be here, and more likely in June than in July, but it may be July. He'll be here soon. He is plans are underway for a trip to North Dakota by the President of the United States. We can report all of that. So we'll keep it posted, as I said, just, you know, trust me. If you listen here, you're going to know before anybody else. Texter says, I agree with the callers, no more dollars to actors with no sense. If enough people did that, trust me, it would make a difference. It would make a difference. It would. Did I hear you correctly, Scott, that you lit a candle for the president? I'm sorry, so-called president. No, you did not hear me correctly. I did not say that.
Goes you on to say so-called, for one thing.
Yeah, true. Goes on to say, I assure you, Scott, that you will one day ask your God to forgive you for doing that. What in the world?
Wow.
Donald J. Trump is a vile, corrupt, despicable human being. You know, anybody that can type that, so that it's not only their thinking, their psyche, but they can actually type that, I worry for, in all seriousness. If you have that level of hatred for any human being, your neighbor, you need counseling. You need professional help.
Hillary's going to get right past the pearly gates, though, right? Nothing wrong there.
It's just, we don't possess that kind of ability to say whether that's going to happen or not.
Exactly.
Quote, if you set out looking for the worst in mankind, expecting to find it, you surely will, said Abraham Lincoln. I think that was Abe's roundabout way of saying, don't go looking for it. Look for the good in people. Good advice for that last texter. Email it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henham from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.